Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Well, well, well. Welcome to Kevin's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Before we even get into it, let you know, check out Extreme Tees, my sponsor. Love them. Yes, indeed. They've been good to me. And so if you ever get a chance, please check out their products. Now, the date is, let's see, what is it, July 30th, something like that. And I'm still in the land of the living. It's been a tough one. It was a tough one for a minute. It was touch and go, but I pulled through, and here I am. And I said that they'll never go ahead and just watch me drift off into the evening like a ship in the night. No, 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 no. I'm not going out like that. I'm going down fighting if I'm going down. That's serious. Because we right now are in the battle for our lives. Now, before we get started, let me see if I can play around a little bit here and get this fancy phone that's supposed to be all fast and cool and stuff. But maybe it's deceiving me. So let's see. Let's clear all the garbage out. I'm going to give the phone no excuse to be slow right about now. Everything's off. Okay. All right. We're going to see. I'm going to have a little call with Samsung after this. Okay. I mean, you pay all this money for a note, and you expect it to at least run at a decent speed. And what happens? I'm glitching. I look like I'm just dancing and hitting certain isolation moves, but I'm not, okay? The camera's making me look like that, and I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? I pay too much for this thing on it. These phones, man, they're tricky. You know, probably by next week, it'll be obsolete. They'll be like, oh, you bought the Samsung Note 10 Plus. Wow, that was 2 weeks ago. Whew. I don't know if you can run off your operating system because, I mean, it's outdated. What? I just bought it 2 weeks ago. Yeah, about that. Now, we can upgrade you to a future phone that hasn't even come out yet. It's only going to be $1,800 up front. I mean, always something when it comes down to this. Now, welcome to Kevin's Corner. I hope everybody had a great time throughout the week watching all of this nonsense that's been going on. And, of course, if you were up and moving about today, you probably witnessed more nonsense. Right now, our whole country, and I'm going to be honest, the whole planet, in my opinion, is in trouble. We're all in a bit of a pickle here. With this whole push for the Democrats to try to regain power, for globalists to try to finish their diabolical scheme to drive America towards one globalistic government, world union or something, these people are playing for keeps. They are playing for keeps right about now, and I'm a little concerned whether we're playing for keeps like they're playing for keeps, and I'm going to explain myself as we go on. All right, but first things first, this is going to drive me absolutely nuts. Now, let me see. Those that are watching me on YouTube, does it look like I am freezing up or am I moving in real time? Somebody say something. Because my ADHD would not let me continue without figuring out why my phone, at least to me, looks like I'm glitching. So somebody talk to me. Can y'all see? Okay, somebody said, no, I look fine. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I love you all. Anyway, so with that being said, I want to open up the show with a video from a guy who I think he might work for, what is his name? Glenn Beck. I see him sometimes on Glenn Beck, and I do like him. But he did a little video, kind of touched my heart, okay? Because what he's describing, all law-abiding citizens are looking at and saying, wow, why are we playing along with this? Now, you might have heard I had corona for about 2 weeks. You didn't hear anything from me. People were asking some questions. I was going to get a little MRI on my shoulder, and I'm going to let you know. A miracle happened, y'all. I came down with corona about 2 weeks ago, and maybe longer than that. And I was having some problems with some nerve damage, and I came back, got tested for corona, and it came back positive. So I was down for a while. And if you were to ask me, you know, like, all right, well, Kev, if you never heard of corona, would you have known something was wrong? Well, yes, it would have felt like I had a flu that was a little more accelerated or prolonged than corona. But that's what it felt like. It felt like I had flu. And so I had to, of course, cancel some of these doctor's appointments I have coming up, which one was to the dentist. And it was funny because the lady, when I called to cancel, she had never talked to anybody that had corona. And she's like, formed my whole brain. She's like, so how was it? What happened to you? How did you know you had it? You know, you become like a corona expert if you end up getting it. Everybody like, you know, well, what happened? Were you almost dead? How would I know if I ever came down with it? So, I took time to explain it to her. But one thing I did notice, I feel great now, but corona must have healed my shoulder. No longer do I have the tingling sensation going down my neck. I think I might use corona to cure any ailment that I may have. Maybe corona came in and took the bad shoulder with it. From the time I came down with it, I'm sleep like, okay, wait, I'm feeling bad in other areas, but my shoulder's back. I don't know what happened. So now I might be able to go ahead and just cancel the whole MRI coming up because my shoulder's gotten better. So I recommend catching corona for any of those that are out there that might have some old ailments that might be bothering you. A word on the street is corona's healing people, and it's not just here to hurt you. See, you know what it is? It's getting rid of the other pains by bringing pain. That's what it is. That's my doctor's opinion, and it's probably equal to MSNBC's opinion, and it's probably equal to CNN's opinion, and why not run with it? Because, I mean, now I called to cancel my MRI. I'm like, doc, I'm back. I feel better than I did before I got corona. I'm feeling like right now I can go out and run through a troop. I might even be able to line up in the backfield, get about two or three plays in. I'm good. They'd be like, dude, what are you doing? Did you find the Falcon View? Yeah, come here. Come on over here, man. What you do is you get yourself some corona, okay? Now, I know you got a bad back, but that corona will get down all in there, okay? By the time it's finished working on you, your back will be fine. What? Yeah, man. I carry a little bit of his hair in his jar. Open your nose. Take a good, like that, like Vicks. Remember when you was a kid? Vicks open you up. Sniff this corona. Yeah, you feel it? You feel it working? Yeah, folks are like, man. So anyway, that's my story, and hopefully the ailment's gone forever. We don't know. But that's my professional opinion, which is no different than what I hear on TV every day. Bunch of people lying, making up stuff, and using this unfortunate situation to take advantage of all of us, which brings me to this video clip. Because us as law-abiding citizens, the worst thing for us to see is a double standard. I mean, from the time we're kids, we know the difference between favoritism and equality. I mean, it's human behavior sometimes to leak out a little bit of favoritism, even if it's like a parent with two kids. You know, I mean, they just, it's almost hard not to if you got one kid that's a complete knucklehead and your other kid's a little angel. I know my parents oftentimes didn't have the wisdom to disguise that when it came down to my brother and I. And my mom would leak out certain things. And my brother, as bad as he was, he could sense that. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Why can't get the orange popsicle? And I got to eat that purple, that dark one that nobody knows what it is. Why I got to eat that one? And he always getting the orange and the red ones. So it can leak out, and it's a problem, especially when you're talking about a government and a society that only stays together based on everybody's willfulness to participate in the rules. Now, if here we are, the majority of us saying, you know what, we're going to participate in the rules, and then you see some lawmakers that are saying, you know what, I have either consciously, subconsciously, willingly, or unwillingly, aggressively, or passively given people in our society a pass. I've given certain people to do what they want to do, the right to do what they want to do, go where they go, but I'm putting restrictions on the other groups. You will find society will break down real quick. And I'm talking quick, fast, and in a hurry. So here's this guy who is out with his son, little, you know, I guess hunting or fishing or whatever it is they're doing, and he's showing a clip out of Chicago. Let's listen in. Okay. Yeah. Why? Now, as this man is speaking, if I didn't know anything about what took place in Chicago, I would be looking at these clips that he's showing up top and would be thinking to myself, where's this taking place? Surely, this is not taking place in the United States of America, for the simple fact all of our leaders are getting on TV constantly and telling us that you all have to social distance, you have to in-house because corona get on you, and it's killing everyone, and we have to stop going to school and all of these things. Now, I would be amazed to find out that this video took place, I think, last weekend at Lori Lightfoot's crib. So let me get this straight. Lori Lightfoot allows a full-blown outdoor block party to take place right outside her crib. As I listen to them get on TV talking about coronavirus, what the Trump administration isn't doing, and he needs to be doing more about corona, and I'm seeing a plethora of black folks, white folks, most without masks, and they're not even trying to pretend that they are adhering to all of the lockdown procedures. They ain't got no mask on. They don't even look like they are there for serious business. They don't look like they're there for protesting. It looks like they just decided to throw a shindig right outside Mayor Lightfoot's crib. That's what it looks like. What this is doing is mocking all of the law-abiding citizens. This right here says, hey, y'all, we have diplomatic immunity to do whatever we want because we're liberals, we're mad, and we're blocking all the criticism by simply saying we're fighting against racism. The rest of society sees this stuff, and they go, so you want us to continue to participate in being a law-abiding citizen while you let these knuckleheads throw a block party out in the middle of the street? This right here will break down a society real quick, fast, and in a hurry. Just like YouTube and Facebook right now is trying to stop this video from playing and also suppressing my live chat numbers. But let's continue, though. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Preach, brother. Now, what he's describing is a full, what I can see from this clip, is a plethora of bodies all gathered together, real tight. So I guess they got bored with their protesting and decided, you know what, somebody go get my box out the car, take it back to the 80s when guys used to carry the big box on the shoulder. Go get my box out the car, bring in some speakers, and just go ahead, turn on the music, and start kicking it. This is so embarrassing to any politician that have to try to fix their lips to tell us why we have to stay in the house. But these people throw a full-blown party. I mean, the bad part about what I'm seeing is you can't even take them protesting seriously. Therefore, I don't care what they tell me. If I was to walk up to this crowd and say, hey, why are you guys gathered here today? Oh, we're here protesting. And I'm supposed to take you seriously when I see that the protest has turned into nothing but dancing booty shaking, drop downing, and getting your eagle on it. All of these things are taking place. Drop down and get your eagle on. They're dropping down, getting their eagle on. The guys are standing over them. Might as well be throwing money. Might as well be throwing money at all the girls. The music is booming. Cars riding by with the booming systems. Man, I told y'all, when I saw this, I thought maybe I should go to Chicago just for the party. I mean, apparently, you're allowed to get together and throw block parties in Chicago as long as it's against racism, you know. So, yeah, I mean, the next time, they need to let me know. Shoot, Kev like to dance. I like to kick it like the next man. So if we're breaking rules, then let me know, man. I'm coming. When's the next one? Oh, we going to Lightfoot tonight? I mean, is Lightfoot now sponsoring block parties in front of her crib? You would have thought that Beetlejuice herself would have come out from underneath the rock she lives under and would have walked out there with a bullhorn and said, excuse me, all of you people are violating social distancing rules. Please disperse. We don't want to spread the virus. Go home. No, but nothing. Nothing from her. And pretty much nothing from the Democratic Party, except when we as conservatives decide that, you know what, we need to go back to work, or our kids should go back to school. But no, that we can't get away with that stuff because, yeah, we're supposed to and expected to follow the rules. While these idiots get a chance to break it every turn, all over the place. And they want our society to continue to function normally. It's going to break down, people. And I think that's the goal and objective, to allow us the full-blown breakdown, which brings me to another thing, unequal treatment when it comes down to censorship. So we all heard there was the lady who came out, the African lady, and she began to talk about this, you know, the use of, you know what, y'all. See, I have to disguise it in my video because, you know, YouTube and Twitter, they ain't playing in regards to this, okay? So apparently, they all have scientists that went to school and got degrees in, you know, viral issues and human anatomy and all of that stuff, and they are qualified to determine what people say that's been in the business for a long time. And then they tell you what they feel and what they've done, and all of a sudden, YouTube, they don't like that. They don't like that. Facebook and Twitter, they don't like that. So what they're allowed to do is just shut all that stuff down. And not only shut that down, but shut down anybody that supports it. There you have it. So last night, what I saw on TV is Tucker Carlson. He came on, and he was talking to Don Jr. about the censorship. Now, I want you to understand this, people. If they can censor the president's son, do you think I stand a chance? You think Kev from Kevin's Corner, just in case I want to complain a little bit, like, nah, man, that's some bull crap, man. I'm telling. Who am I going to tell? Who are you going to tell when they run the whole thing? Let's check out what Don Jr. had to say about this. Right. What? What does CNN do? Oh. Did y'all hear that? That was a commentator on CNN talking about the president's son retweeting falsehoods. Who proved it to be false? I mean, that's what kills me right there. Who approves what's false and what's not? Is it Twitter? Is it CNN? Who has the final word on this? So they're basically saying every single one of those doctors that got up to testify are liars. They're just making up stuff. They're like, you know what? We're going to talk about how children aren't really the biggest proponent when it comes down to catching and spreading COVID disease. And I guess these people, after they get off of work at CNN and MSNBC, they all moonlight as epidemiologists in the evening. They go ahead and pull another whole eight-hour shift studying epidemiology and all of that stuff, and they're now qualified to discredit these doctors. The people at Twitter and all of those places, they're able to just go ahead and discredit these doctors. This is 1984, ladies and gentlemen. Full-blown 1984, where you have professionals getting up and saying, hey, this is what I treat these people with. This right here worked 100% of the time. And then they just come right out behind it and says, it's a falsehood. Full-blown lie. Didn't disprove it. Didn't ask the lady, excuse me, ma'am, you said how many people did you treat? And all of them recovered. Can I see? Okay, this is Ethel Bethune. She was 82. And what happened to her? Well, she survived and recovered. Okay. Let me go down a list and see if what this doctor is saying is a lie or not. They're never going to do that. They don't want to address what the substance of what her claim is. Instead, you know what they did? I turned on all of the fake news. And what did they do? Let's start attacking her character. Let's go after her religion. Let's go after her credentials, because you know she got her degree from over in Africa, and they're not as evolved as us high class, poor class Americans. She got an African degree. Those don't count here. We don't count those here in America. Not only that, she believes in all kind of spooky witchcraft stuff. And you know what? Instead of addressing, brother, what she's saying and saying, ma'am, that's profound. You're telling me 385 roughly people all recovered. This is good news. We need to go further and find out how that happened. And can we apply that to other people? But instead of doing that, they just said falsehoods. Lies. All lies. That's what this is. These people are evil. Full-blown evil. And they need to be removed because, see, this is a perfect application of what Trump said. The false news or the fake news is the enemy of the people. They are. They go after a drug that could help people, could save lives. But because Trump says that there's some hope with this drug, they then become doctors. They then become the final authority on what doctors can. They have the power through influence to shut down doctors' ability to prescribe this drug, even if they feel that it can save lives. So this is where we're at in America, ladies and gentlemen. Only conservatives that are woke can see how bad of a condition the United States is in right now as we speak. They are doing everything they can to block and corner every area of freedom of thought, freedom of speech, anything that can, you know, combat their narrative, their propaganda. They are playing for keeps, and we need to start playing for keeps as well. Let's listen to Don Jr. for a second. Oh, Jesus. Y'all hear that? You can argue it costs lives. So this last guy that was speaking basically is saying, by Don Jr. retweeting this video coming from doctors could cost lives. Never flip that and say, by not giving people this drug, by preventing doctors from being able to use this drug to save lives, could cost lives. See, that's where you have to see it and say, that's fake news. That's biased news. You're going to say that all of those doctors are lying. And by them coming out and saying these things, even though they're telling you, I've saved over 300 and something lives by doing this, honestly, what I'm doing is I'm about to cost lives by telling y'all this stuff that I use to save lives. It doesn't make sense. Let's continue. That's where we are. What's happening, Don? Yeah, good question.
Well, listen, I've been saying it for a long time. I wrote my first book about censorship. They had been
the suppression of my live stream right now. They've been doing this for quite some time. Now, I'm not shocked for the simple fact they were hit unexpectedly in 2016 by people like myself and you all, the silent majority, the groups of people who say, you know what, I'm not going to be out in the street with a fat Trump sign walking around like Trump picks 2016. What I'm going to do is observe the craziness coming out of the Democrats, the corruption, and all of the things they've done to destroy this country, and I'm going to go into the ballot box and go click it. That's what I'm going to do. And then, as they were putting forth all their propaganda, they never took into account. What about all these YouTubers and small groups of people who would go back, fact check us, and show alternative narratives to destroy our propaganda? They had a monopoly on propaganda. And then we were the X factor. So moving into 2020, did you think they were just going to say, well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and have an equal platform, throw it out there and say, you guys fight it out. No. What they've been doing is suppressing all of the information that could combat any of their stupid liberal media narratives. And it's obvious. And apparently, the Republican Party, and not enough of them, the leaders, not enough of them realize how serious this is. This is in my, like, top five most important things, period. Period. The ability to be able to speak your mind and not have it stifled, manipulated, suppressed, attacked, all of those things. That right there, it just goes right at the heart of America. If they don't get this right, if they don't start pushing back against these folks, we're in trouble. Because once you silence the opposition party, you put these Democrats in power. You put the Democrats in power of the White House. You put them in power of Congress. We in trouble. You think they're going to be more, you know, kind and open-minded to all of these other ideas and thoughts? No. They will deem everybody on the internet that is a conservative as a threat to the country, and they might potentially hurt people's feelings by just speaking their mind. So, therefore, we have to deem all of that to be hate speech. If you want to really go into 1984, this election right here, if we don't get this right, that's where we're heading. Because they have all the areas to suppress us. They have put it on lockdown with education. They have put it on lockdown when it comes down to the media, entertainment, academia, all the areas that allows information to they control. And all we have mainstream that's trying to hold it down a little bit is Fox. And not all of the Fox commentators are holding it down. You best believe Tucker Carlson is at the number one list. When you go into a CNN meeting or MSNBC meeting, they probably got a chart with the number one threats. They're like, just right here, this guy's number one, Tucker Carlson, with an X over him. He's public enemy number one. We need to get him. We need to get him. And that darn Sean Hannity, and let's go on down a little. Oh, wait. Chris, what is his name? Chris, I forget, Mathis or whatever his name, I forget his name, want to interview the president. Forget him. Get him out of there. Neil Cavuto or whoever, don't worry about him. He's good. Keep going. So if they could, they would silence them. I mean, look at what they're trying to do right now. All of a sudden now, this one woman who I used to see on Fox all the time apparently is accusing several Fox men, male commentators, of some type of sexual harassment. I mean, come on now. We're going right into 2020, and all of a sudden, all three of these dudes, chick is that hot. I know who she is. I've seen her on the show before. She's a booger. That's what she is. I mean, if you're going to go out on a sexual harassment charge, it better be worth it. Her? No way. That's one of them things that you can't even make me understand why you would risk your whole career for. I mean, if they all went down over her and I ever met them, I'd be like, dude, you let it all go down for her? I mean, she's a booger. When I see it, I have to go, now, I might have not have did it myself, but I understand. I understand why you did that. But her, I'm like, oh, she's horrible. So anyway, I forget her name. She was the one that come on all the time, and she was like really, really liberal and would argue against stupid stuff. But now all of a sudden, he decides that maybe Tucker Carlson, after the show, had the nerve to take off his jacket and put a leather jacket on. And I had to sit there looking at him, switch jackets. And even though he never said anything, but in my mind, I sensed that he lusted after me and wanted me to sit there and look at him while he put that new jacket on. I was concerned. They're all going to get destroyed, but what this is an obvious attempt indirectly silence the voices of opposition, because even though they're being ganged up on by all the other forms of liberal media, they're still beating them to death. Now, that right there is enough to tick you off. It's kind of like the state of Israel, that little teeny small country over there, the size of Iowa, roughly, been whooping some tail for years, and they're surrounded by enemies. And I know they're like, how are they getting away with this? I mean, they're not that big, but they're so powerful. It's pissing me off. Same thing when it comes down to all of these other liberal networks who are saying, how is Fox still beating us? We got the mind control going. We got the false narrative. We have the driving force of our narratives, which is evil. We're diabolical. We're mean on the inside, and they're still winning. See, and they would do anything to silence those voices. Now, imagine if they get rid of Fox. You think Kev from Kevin's Corner got a chance? Well, I tell you what, I have to go down like Tony Montana. You can take me, you need an army to take me. Come on, man, I take your bullets, okay? I take your bullets. I'm going down now. Mark Meadows came in today and had a little conversation with Google. Let's listen in. Okay. So now he's starting to dig a little bit and find out what's going on with Google. I mean, because apparently they're willing to work with folks overseas, they're willing to work with China and all that stuff. But maybe they're being a little biased when it comes down to us. Now, see, I got a call. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in real quick, because this number apparently is from overseas, because I ain't never seen that many numbers. So let's check in and see who this is real quick before we get back to the story. Caller, you're live on the air with Kevin and Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with? Caller? Okay. Well, they look like they wanted to chat. They pressed the number one button, but apparently they didn't say anything. So let's get back to Mark Meadows. Here we go. Now, you hear this bull crap, and this is why they're able to get away with it. Every time they call to Congress, all they do is go, thank you for that part, that question. Let me just say that we are deeply, deeply, very, very deeply in. And I'm going, no. You're appeasing us right now. What you're doing is filibustering, dragging it out, trying to, just juggle the whole thing of, yeah, we're really censoring you guys, and we're not really pro-American. We're kind of pro-globalist, and we definitely hate conservatives, but I got to get up there and make it appear that we're very open-minded and sensitive, and we take everybody's opinion in consideration. Okay, then can we come and have a field day one day at Google and sit around right there in the algorithm room? That's where I want to sit. I want to sit right there in the room where all of these folks are on the internet monitoring what we're saying and doing and saying, I don't like what that guy said. Click it. And let's go ahead and bounce his stuff down to the very bottom if anybody's looking for it. Yeah. When I look up some information about Crooked Hillary, they gave me about 8 pages of Hillary being wonderful before I could get to any negativity about Hillary. Then one day I typed into Google all the lies told against Donald Trump by the liberal media. What came up? 3 pages of all the lies Donald Trump had told. Here you go. Google assumed that I made a mistake. They're like, surely this guy right here, when he typed in all of the lies that the fake news I told about Donald Trump, he really meant all of the lies that Trump has told. So let's give him that and make him work his way all the way through like 3 or 4 pages before you can start getting to something that you actually was looking for. Okay. So now this guy is being put on TV talking about, we're open-minded. Well, then let's go ahead and have field day, a trip to Google. I want to see when folks are typing in and it's popping up on the servers. I want to see how these algorithms are programmed to say, well, you know what, since we're supposed to be a neutral platform, we're going to let this thing right here just pop up and it is what it is. I mean, apparently the person who's looking for this wants to see it. And it's not our business and our right to decide what this person wants to see. But yet, I got a gut feeling that's not what's happening. And so this guy is going to drag it out. Say, look, I get it. People are mad. We're fair. We're open. We're trust us. A whole bunch of googly gaw. He's feeding them a whole bunch of mumble jumbo mind just enough to get back to California and continue the diabolical scheme of crushing oppositional voices. That's what he's doing. Let's continue. Now, just the fact that they are going after Google, tell Google that you shouldn't do business with law enforcement, should let every American that wants our country to remain free know exactly the plan, goal, and objective of the left. If they are saying we got the power to call up Google and say cops are racist and we demand that you stop working with them, what type of country do you think we would have if these people ran it? If these people controlled the United States that are calling Google and saying, don't do business with the cops. This is no different than the mob when it first got started in the United States. Listen, all of you people on this block here with the banana stand and the guy that makes cavatolis and strudels over there and then the guy down there sell shoes, y'all all got to do business with us. Because if you don't, we're going to muscle you. We're going to put you out of business. We're going to destroy everything. We're not going to let you do business. See, that right there, the left acting like the mob, and they have been organized to do it, one, by putting leaders in position that are turning a deaf ear and a blind eye to all of the organized groups that they have to go after individuals who don't agree, go after individuals who say, I'm an independent thinker, or I disagree, all of that stuff. They got their minions to do that stuff with no consequences. They're out there denying Antifa. They're denying Black Lives Matter. Don't matter if Black folks get killed as a result. We don't care about that stuff. And because we're running the country and we're at the top of that food chain, we're just going to act like, you know what? What I saw out of my own eyes, I didn't see it. And in fact, you, because you done brought it up to us about what we all saw with our own eyes, makes you the problem, makes you the racist. And then right behind them comes running in the media. Look at these people demonizing these peaceful protesters down here as the buildings burn right behind the guy doing the commentary, but yet he's convincing you to what you're seeing. You're not seeing it. Folks running in and out in the background with TVs, you know, I'm down here at the local... Wait a minute. Stop it. I'm sorry. I'm reaching for my prop microphone. I'm not supposed. I'm down at the local mart. You can see behind me, these people are exercising, running back and forth in and out of this Target. And, you know, they were very tired. And they said, you know, it'd be a great exercise while we're down here peacefully protesting is to break into Target and run in and out as quickly as we can. And for muscle tone, pick up something heavy, maybe like a cash register or a flat screen TV. And I believe, Jim, that they're going to return all of these items at the end of the night once they complete their workout. This is CNN reporting down here live. Is that fire? Is that fire in the background? Okay. Yeah. Apparently, these people protesters have gotten a little chilly and decided, you know what? We might want to start a barn fire out of the auto zone. And they're burning it in the name of racial equality, and they're showing all of these innocent black people in this neighborhood who don't have heat, Jim, because of white supremacy. They're burning this so these black people can come out of their house and all gather around and roast marshmallows. Yes, this is a wonderful event. I'm going to go ahead and join in with the protesters. Thanks a lot. This is so-and-so reporting down here. And that's what they're doing. They got these people running interference for lawlessness and getting away with it because of people like Google, YouTube, Facebook, all of these Democrats, all of the liberal media are running interference for this. Let's continue. Okay.
Could be following the law and cooperating with law.
Yeah.
So law enforcement today is arresting your leadership.
See, Mark won't leave well enough alone. He's putting the pressure on him. He's like, you know what? I know what you're doing. You're giving me the fluff answer. You're fluffing it up. It's like you got to hand in a paper to your college professor, and the paper might be on, the destruction of America during the Great Depression. And instead of getting to the meat and potatoes, you start off the whole first paragraph talking about depression and not the Great Depression. All right, what is depression? Many people suffer from it. I remember as a kid growing up, my mom would often say, I'm quite depressed today. And I would say, Ma, why are you depressed? Well, son, life's tough. And just go on for about two pages of talking about how your mom was depressed with one paragraph. And therefore, I can relate to the Great Depression of 1920. Thank you. And you hand it in. And the professor goes, you just gave me three pages of fluff. That's what you gave me. And just happened to mention the Great Depression in the last two sentences here and expect me to say, now this is great substance. Continue. Don't worry. What I don't want you to do is shut down my business and make us have to break up because we are a monopoly. Let's continue. So let me get this straight. Google, that's operating in the United States, allegedly, have been working with China, the same China that, let me see, I think I ran across something here with Mark Levin talking about what he's seeing in this video. This China, what are they doing, Mark? Oh, Muslims, wait. Liberals love Muslims, right? Here in America. Because, you know, if you say anything about Islam or radical Islam, you know, you can be drug out and paraded in front of Ilhan Omar. So, therefore, I'm sure what this man's about to say is going to change the opinion of all these liberals that are fighting for racial equality and justice, right? I'm sure what this man's about to say is going to make the NBA stop playing basketball over in China and say, thank you, all you billions of Chinese that buy our shoes and make our items and all of that stuff. But until you change your policies and start treating people fairly, especially the Muslims, we're not going to do business with you. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. Let's continue. What? Blindfolds? It looks like they're about to be executed. You know what? They're all playing pin the tail on the donkey. That's what's happening. Well, Muslims over in China, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to get together, throw up these piñatas, and we're going to play pin the tail on the donkey. So that's why the blindfold, just in case you're wondering, because the Chinese propaganda will never admit to this. They'll probably make up something like that, and stupid liberals will go, yeah, well, that sounds pretty good to me. I was watching Don Lemon and them, and they said that, hey, you're racist for trying to imply that these Chinese leaders are doing bad things to these Muslims that happen to have their heads shaved because they were hot. They were all hot, and they all asked for, excuse me, Chinese overlords, could you shave our heads because we're burning up? And we want to be prepared and sleep when it comes down to the big pin the tail on the piñata game that we're going to be playing tonight. Continue. Yeah, this doesn't look cool to me.
And as this plays on,
what? Y'all hear that, sisters? So all the black women, some white women in America, there's rock and weave you might be wearing, shaved Muslim head weave. You understand that? So I don't want to hear another social justice warrior, no angry black woman who's rocking all of the weave. It comes right out of China. I don't want to hear nothing about some, you know, Donald Trump's a racist and all of that stuff. Yeah, they're stealing Muslims' hair and selling it to you. And yet Google is working with these folks. These are the same folks that's been saying, you know what? We didn't give y'all the coronavirus. Y'all gave it to us. What? We gave it to y'all? I'm pretty sure that it came from you guys. Hey, yeah, I bet that was what you were thinking. But I'm just telling you, it didn't. Well, you have any proof of that? No. But what we do have is all these big companies in our back pocket along with the liberal media. And because the liberal media hates Trump, they're willing to take our side. We've been watching the United States political atmosphere. We've been watching the liberal media, and they have given us so much information on how to manipulate the minds of all of y'all. Because see, in America, y'all are used to playing all these identity politics games. Yeah, so we're going to use what you guys use. And if y'all keep saying it's the Chinese virus, like that's racism, and it makes Chinese people feel bad about racism. And not to mention, it's the same Chinese regime that is saying, we want to continue to see y'all keep y'all economy locked down. Yeah, jack up the economy. Oh, it's the same Chinese regime that has been stealing our intellectual properties. But Google's working hard with them. Now, you know, Mark Meadows. I mean, no, wait, this is Matt Gaetz. I'm sorry. Correction. Matt, what you're asking is a question I probably could throw at the whole NBA, because when I turn on the Bluetooth, you have LeBron James, you have many of these other outspoken critics of Trump and the whole United States. But for some reason, when they stuck that same mic in the face, how you feel about China? Well, that ain't none of our business. What happens in China stays in China, you know what I mean? Different culture. We just feel like, we just let go. We just play basketball. That's all we're here to do. Oh, so now you're just here to play basketball when it comes down to China, but you become a social justice warrior in the United States, right? You are destroying your own president, your own government, your own constitution. You're going in hard on all of that. But then when it comes down to these atrocities taking place in China, here's a translation of what I'm saying. They pay a lot of money to us, and, they got like half of the world's population that really supplies a wonderful, comfortable lifestyle. And if I say anything negative about them, then they probably will pull out all of their resources and support, and that would tap my pockets, and we can't have that. Yes, that's my translation of what I just said. Anyway, so let's hear what this guy has to say about this accusation. Oh. And you know the sad part about that is that guy got through that whole thing with nothing but fluff. I guarantee you, he's downplaying what they're doing over there. I mean, it's just a little thing we're doing. All we did was worked on the most important small chip to make that whole rocket fly. We didn't actually build the rocket. We didn't have the steel. We didn't do all that stuff. We just helped power it and make sure that the guiding system was able to destroy U.S. Counter-military tactics. That's all we did. A small chip that usually the smallest items are the most important. That's all we did. Provided that. Now, before we go on, y'all, I normally don't do this, but y'all got to see this. This right here will break the monotony of life for y'all. What I'm about to show you before I dig into these Democrats and what they've been doing all week is the funniest thing in the whole wide world right here. This sums up the whole Democratic Party right here about what I'm saying. See, now, before they take this down, y'all all need to see the brilliance of Jerry Nadler trying to put on his mask, okay? Y'all all can see that. Let's go ahead and see how Jerry negotiates it. Okay. All right. Now, you know, I'm going to have to destroy the Democrats. But that video right there destroyed the Democrats. And as you watch that video, if you're a Democrat voter, you should be going, oh, man. It sums up how conservatives look at the whole Democratic Party. That could have been an Abbott and Costello skit. The man didn't even know how to put the mask on, came out, you know, put the mask off over the gas and put it back on there and had to just leave the scene. That's how bad that was. But what was even funnier is the lady in the background with her mask on probably saying, thank God I wore a mask right now because I would be exposed laughing at the top of my lungs at Jerry Nadler right here trying to figure out how to put this mask on. And this man was trying to impeach the president. This is the guy that was attacking Bill Barr yesterday. I'm surprised that the lady behind him, we didn't see her shoulders doing this the whole time because she's chuckling as she watches this idiot try to put the mask on over the glass of her. And somebody added in the funny background music that just made it even that much more special. So now let's get to me destroying the Democrat Party, because this man brings up something that every single social justice warrior, now I want y'all to hear this, okay? You want him. I bet you better than that. All you pro-black, mad for nothing folks who always running around talking about race, man. I'm a victim and all of this. Y'all need to hear this dude right here from Blaze TV with some serious questions that we, as black conservatives, have been saying in regards to the Democratic Party and wonder why do black folks still support them? Let's listen into this. Oh, what? Hey, now wait. This right here gets our attention immediately because we're black. And black people, whenever we hear KKK, we're like, what? Racism? Where is it at? Where the KKK at? Let's go get them. Well, let's see who we need to go and get. No way. This guy right here is full of propaganda. I'm sure he's hanging out with Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and that Kevin from Kevin's Corner. That's who he's probably hanging out with. They're all Nazis. They're all Nazis. And so let's listen to this too, because he just brought up Joe Biden in the context of the KKK. Was he right here? Is Joe Biden? Was he? Oh. I'm sure this guy's about to make something up. Let's listen. All right. Now, you mean tell me that Robert Byrd to look like the evil emperor? By the way, somebody asked if I'm still taking calls. Yes, I am. You'd have to call in and press 1. And I had a caller but they didn't say anything. So they're saying, yeah, do, you know, you want to call in. Just hit one when you do. Now, let's get back to this whole business about Robert Burke and the KKK, and how does Jobin fit into that? Right. What, he wasn't? What? Now, wait a minute. This wasn't back in 1820. This was, what, a couple decades ago? Surely the information about this man's background has been in. Everybody knows part of the KKK. Now, the most woke party on the planet, the one that walks around constantly with stickers that says racism, and they rip them off and they just place it right on everybody's head that they disagree with. Anything. Everything is racist. The same party who has been telling Black folks everything we should be offended over and what we should get mad at because we are racially insensitive in this country. And we, as white liberals and Democrats, are going to tell you why you should be mad. We're not going to ask you. We're just going to tell you. We're going to make up the racial rules for Black folks. Hey, you guys, we think it'd be better now that you're called African Americans. Most likely, you get offended by being called Black. I was cool with that. I don't recall the Black group of people who says we're all mad because we're being called Black and we now want to be called African American. But then they switched it on us again without our consent. Now we're just people of color. And we think that'll be better, a better label and title for you guys, because we're working on being more sensitive to you. Uh-huh. And I bet you guys probably have a hard time getting to the voting polls, too, because I'm sure you can't get down to the BMV to get a license or state ID. Therefore, we're going to go ahead and take provisions for you guys. We're going to bubble wrap you. We're going to go ahead and tell you guys that y'all should be mad at every statute you done passed for the last 30 years and didn't have a problem with, but now you're mad. We're going to tell you you should be mad when a black baby sits on a white man's knee. Uh-huh. That's offensive. We're going to go ahead and point out everything in society that you as black folks should be offended over. Okay? So now, would a party be that woke? Why would they even support Robert Byrd? Let's go back and hear what Jobin had to say about it. What? What? Now, wait a minute. I thought this man that just was talking, I thought this white nationalist slash Nazi was about to lie on Jobin. But yet he's playing an actual clip. So that means what I'm seeing is what I'm seeing, and what I'm hearing is what I'm hearing. See, I thought, first of all, I'm like, man, you know, this guy's probably a right-winger, and I'm sure he's just making up what he said, Joe Biden said. But no. We're now able to hear exactly what Joe Biden had to say about Robert Byrd not so long ago. Here it is. 2010. Y'all hear that? Wait a minute. He's talking about who? One of the leaders of the KKK party, a guy that continues to taste and smell and fear racism. That's pretty much what he should be saying, but he's not. Let's continue. All of that racism and discrimination and hate for black people was deeply ingrained in him. See, Jobin right now, if this was Trump who did this, do you understand how many microphones would be parked outside of the White House right now? Every time he goes out to get in Marine One, they'll be Mr. President. Do you still support that leader Robert Byrd? You love the Klan, don't you? Do you disavow those wonderful words you said at his eulogy? Were you not aware that he was a member of the KKK when you eulogized him? You're a KKK member, too, aren't you? Just be honest with you. But nothing for Joe Biden. This man has never came back and revisited his praise for Roberto Byrd. He has never come back and said, all those things I said about that KKK member, I should have never said it. I shouldn't have never praised this dude if he was a good man. But nothing. You know why? Because he's a Democrat. And Democrats don't have to disavow stuff because the media won't make them. They're going to go, well, yeah, that was a long time ago, Robert Byrd. I'm sure felt bad for all of his racism before he died. Oh, really? Where's that at? Is that on record? Did he ever come out and say, hey, I feel like I've sinned against humanity and God himself with my racism and Ku Klux Klanism, and I'm sorry. He never did that, but instead, what did he do? True. Oh, he wasn't? Right. So Robert took all of that racism to the grave with him. Now, wait a minute. We've been told that we should be going around the whole United States identifying anything or anybody who even resembles the smallest smidge of racism and tear it down. Why aren't we rushing to Joe Biden's crib right now and saying, Joe, we need answers. You eulogize this dude. He said this before he died. Why aren't all these black people who hate Trump, who's walking around saying Trump's a racist, Nazi, misogynist, xenophobe, we're looking at racism, but they ignorantly and some even knowingly support Joe Biden, who supported Robert Byrd, the KKK member. Think about this, people. The Klan, I guess, guy, the current one, what is his name, whatever, he mentioned Trump. Mentioned him. He didn't say, yeah, I spoke with Trump, love him or whatever. He just mentioned that I support Trump. And they bombarded Trump to make him have to come out openly and disavow the current guy who runs the KKK. I can't think of his name right now. But nonetheless, they were Trump. Did you hear who endorsed it? And you need to come out and disavow. You need to do it now because, you know what, if you don't, you're a racist and you love the KKK. But nothing. Nothing to Joe Biden. I don't want to hear another black person tell me that Trump's a racist and I'm voting for Joe Biden, the one that has more evidence of being a racist than the accusation. Duke, thank you, David Duke. But yet I'm going to vote for the guy who has way more ties to racism than Trump himself. Yeah, so darn Joe, but then gets away with all of that. Loving Margaret Sanger, loving this guy, Robert Byrd, all of that stuff. Nothing, nothing, no criticism. Let's just rush to the polls and vote for that dude, the one who wrote the crime bill and locked up all these black people. Man, I'm almost embarrassed to be black right about now, y'all. I really am. When I see how sensitive black folks are when it comes down to racism, how mad and angry they are every day on the internet, here's Trump again, and yet we'll watch this video and somehow just, you know, justify why they should vote for, I mean, you know, a long time ago. It's the Democrats. They're allowed to be racist because they also look us in our eyes and tell us we're not racist. So we take them for what they say. They're not racist. I mean, come on. They support Planned Parenthood, and that's a good thing for black people, right? Because it kills millions of our black babies. And then they give us all types of incentives in the hood constantly to keep us in low-income housing with poor education. That's a good thing for us, right? That's a good thing. Oh, and they give school choice, which forces all our kids to have to stay in those inner-city areas without being educated properly because they love us. That's why they're doing it. And then they tell the cops not to even stop the gang violence, and they respect Trump trying to come in and save black people's lives. Yeah, see, and that's a good thing. If I'm a black person just in the hood and I hear gunshots ringing out, I like that. I like to hear those gunfires in the middle of the night. And every time Trump and all of his racists got the nerve to say, let's go in and stop that, it's those wily Democrats who love us black people who says, we don't want your help to come in here and save black people's lives because black lives matter. But we don't want your help to save black lives. Not all black lives, not them. We're talking about the black lives that's killed the right way, which is by white cops. Those are the ones that matter. So don't you come here to try to say these black folks that we're over. Yeah, these black folks, we govern, okay? We got them doing and thinking exactly how we want them to think. And here y'all come messing it up. Unbelievable, y'all. I hated to have to go in like that in regards to this whole debacle and Joe Biden. But, hey, it is what it is, tight, but it's right. And the sad part is, like I said, I can show all my people on my other Facebook page the clip of him eulogizing Robert Byrd, and they will find a way to make an excuse to vote for him. Oh, man, so what? But what about Trump? His dad, remember his dad had said that he, we're talking about out of the words, the mouth of Joe Biden. Anyway, so I had to let y'all hear that, okay? And I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it even though they've been censoring all my videos that I put. Yeah, you. But anyway, let's get down now to this debacle that took place yesterday out of these evil Democrats in regards to AG Barr. Let's listen in and see a little bit of how that went. Now, as I watched this yesterday, I thought to myself, I wanted to throw up a little bit in my mouth as I watched these Democrats bring AG Barr in for nothing more than a soundbite and attacks on him. They didn't ask questions that if I was a concerned citizen and really wanted to know the answer to, he wasn't given the ability to expound upon. He didn't have time and room to defend himself against all of these horrible accusations that they were throwing out there. And it made me conclude that the Democratic Party are filled and infested with demons. That's my conclusion. I had to get spiritual on this one. They're beyond just bad people. They're beyond just evil. They are demonically infested. They're walking around, and every blue moon, a horn will pop right out, and then I'll shoot. Did my horns come out? Every blue moon, that devil's tail will start to move in the background of them, and you're like, is that a tail I'm seeing? They actually, it was so embarrassing what I saw. I'm like, how do we even move forward as a country? This man brought up his son or his kids that were suffering from cancer and survived. And the woman questioning, oh, yeah, well, we don't need to hear all that. You need to answer the question. Now, imagine a Republican doing that to someone who came to Capitol Hill to testify for the Democrats. It's funny how a lot of Republicans try to play by civil rules, but the Democrats, they play for keeps. They get as nasty and dirty as they need to be. So here you have them bringing in people like Blase Ford, coming in with her little glasses on, weak and feeble. It's so brave that you could come and show up.
Thank you.
And she reverted back to a little girl. Do you want some water?
Yes. You're thirsty, I hear. Drink of water. Thank you. So anyway, Brett,
and all of that. And if you asked her a question that made sense, well, look at you. You're badgering the witness. You know what you are? You're a sexist, misogynist pig. So they can bring in witnesses, and they want them to be treated with respect. And then they go in on AG Barr the whole day, rudely, and then have the nerve to accuse him and President Trump of murder. Full blown. Ah, man, you know what? You pretty much are a person who just murdered you and Trump, all of that stuff. Let's listen to somebody. Right.
Money. Well, that's
big old. Jerry Nadler can't even get the feedback right on the microphone. Peanut. This right here bothers me, y'all. This man right here is responsible for making laws and leading our country. He can't put a mask on. The man falls asleep every time they do a hearing, right in the middle of the hearing. He's over there nodding off, trying to pretend he's being deep in that concentration. Yes, yes, I'm thinking. I'm focused on what you're saying here. That's why my eyes are closed. I'm not sleeping. You're in your judgment. I always snore when I think. Now stop judging me. And that bobbing up and down is me agreeing with my own thoughts.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Let's continue. Let me start. Okay. Now, as I watched this yesterday, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through all that. But as I watched this yesterday, I saw gaslighting at is the greatest I've ever seen it. Full blown, telling Americans that what you're seeing on TV, I know you think it might be violence and chaos every night, but it's not. These are peaceful cities and protesters. Now, I said to myself, I need to find out what's going on the streets. I talked to somebody who's right in Chicago. And I said, how does the Chicago people feel about all of this gun violence, and are they perturbed at the thought of President Trump sending in federal help to stop it? Guess what? The people want help. They're like, what? We get some help? That folks sending in some folks? That's what I'm talking about. What? Which means? What do you mean, Lori Lightfoot said no? So can we get someone down here to interview me, a citizen in Chicago, so I can tell all y'all out there that we want some help? No? Okay, so y'all suppressing the voices of all of the black folks who saying, I don't know what she's talking about, but we need some help. These folks crazy. So now, they're willing to let folks full-blown get killed because, hey, Trump, man, Trump. But yet, it's Trump, the evil one, who has the nerve to recommend coming in to stop black people from being killed. And this is what kills me. This is how I know gaslighting works. Certain people that I know on my other page is mad when Trump says, I want to go in, clean up this area, stop the violence and the anarchy, and save lives. And those folks, instead of saying, well, wait, what lives is he talking about? What lives need he saving? Oh, so all the stats show that these are mostly black folks, and because I'm a pro-black soul brother and sister, number one, I should be going, darn tootin', Trump, instead of blaming the people in those neighborhoods or those cities who run that and allowing those black people to get killed daily and weekly. I'm going to support them, believe them over the man who says, let's go save black folks' lives. So forget Trump, because they've been convincing me for 3.5 years this man's a racist. And I don't care what black lives he's trying to save. That's not important. What's more important to me is to hang on to my narrative. It's more important for me to justify why I've been walking around for 4 years almost believing Trump's a racist and hates black folks as he brings up the issue of black folks being killed and says we need to stop it. But because I committed to that narrative, my common sense, my logic, my reasoning, all of that, and focus on this mayor who ain't trying to stop the violence, but all she's doing is saying, hey, you know what? Trump, you mind your own business. Because you know what you are? You're racist, you're divisive, and by you coming in here trying to save these black people's lives I'm responsible for, it's really racist. Y'all see? You see what I'm working with, people? You see what I'm working with? So if I was to bring forth that logical argument to some folks that I know very well, and I say, man, I bet your intelligence, I was a reasonable person. And at the end of that, they will say, well, you know what? The reason I still hate Trump is because they keep telling me he's racist. And I'd rather see the violence and the carnage continue than to see Trump come in and stop it. But I got a solution for all of this, y'all. Y'all ready for my solution? Because the Democrats yesterday said that all of these protesters are mostly peaceful. And Trump and AG Barr, by stopping it, are encouraging the violence. So here's my thought. Since all of this is a figment of our imagination, and people who decide to exercise their First Amendments, they should never be stopped, even if they're throwing bottle rockets and lasers and blinding folks and attacking buildings and burning them down and cocktails to catch on fire, all that stuff. No. That's baked into the cake of protesting. All right? So you should never try to stop that. Here's what we as conservatives should do. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'd be willing to do this, y'all. I would be willing to make this a part of my mission if I had enough folks that was willing to find out where all of these fake politicians who's encouraging all this violence, where they live. And guess what? We create a rotation 24 hours a day of folks right outside Sleepy Nadler's crib protesting. I ain't talking about like Antifa's doing. We ain't coming to burn down your house. We ain't going to set your car on fire. We ain't going to do nothing. You know what we're going to do? We are there to make noise. We're there to make noise for nothing. Unnecessary noise. In fact, we come in singing the song that describes it very plainly. I'm here to make noise, unnecessary noise. I'll be just walking around 24/7 and see if Jerry Nadler say it's a figment of his imagination as he hears us with bullhorns outside his crib 24/7. If I start nodding off and need a nap, tag in, you come in, it's your next 10-hour shift. Sing it. I hear them make noise, unnecessary noise, protesting the way, and drive Jerry Nadler, drive all of these fake mayors and I guarantee you, their view of protest will change just like that. All of a sudden, they'll be, police, we love you. Could you come in and stop these people from driving me nuts? But yeah, no, leave them alone as they harass all the people in Seattle, all the people who live around there just hearing gunshots and fireworks and the police getting stuff thrown at them all the time. Hey, leave those folks alone. Let them practice First Amendment rights. Okay, well, would they be so tolerant to us walking around their house? And I guarantee you, conservatives won't be accused of throwing cocktails. No, we would do it the right way, which is constant noise. That's right. I'm talking, I would turn on the biggest radio Raheem box from Do the Right Thing that I could find. D, Mickey, Vicky, D, give me some D batteries, and I'm going out to like, fight the power. Fight the power. I'm playing that all night in front of Jerry Nadler's house. Elvis was a hero to most, but you'll never see. I want to pay nothing but Public Enemy's old song, you know, just turn it on. Get caught. Now in court, because I feel you to meet this little Sam. Driving them nuts and see how they like it. See if when they come complaining and I say, we're just practicing our First Amendment rights and we're upset about it, and we just decided to protest outside your house as your neighbors say, hey, Jerry, are you going to do something about this? Huh? I mean, we saw you on TV lying and saying that all these other protest people, now they're in front of our crib and we can't sleep there. We can't sleep. Either you move, Jerry, or you finally come out with your hands up and admit that the Democratic Party has been turning a blind eye and encouraging all of this violence going on and lying about it. Same thing with all these CNN people who run and interfere for all this violence. Don Lemon, where you live? Let's keep you and hubby up all night. Don, when are these people going to leave? Look, I don't know how my address got out. And they don't understand that I have to come in every day to prostitute myself and lie to them about all of this racism and stuff that's going on. And somehow now they're here to keep me up all night because I've been lying about all of this violence that's going on. So, honey, we just have to deal with it. Do you think that's what they'd say? Or would they be going, these white nationalists are outside of my house harassing us every night with the bullhorns? I think I saw one guy with a swastika. I think I saw one guy with one of those. That's what they would do. But yet they run interference for all of this crap. Y'all, put that together. I'm there. You tell me the nearest state that one of these fake politicians live in around Ohio, I'll drive. I'll do it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'll take care of my own living expenses and show up with my bullhorn. Because obviously, it's all our imagination in regards to all of this chaos going on. Let's listen in to this lady that's giving us a little insight of what takes place in all these cities. What did you see?
The kind of violence
Okay. So what you're telling me, contrary to Jerry Nadler and all the Democrats and all these fake mayors and stuff, is that the feds are not coming in there like stormtroopers. The feds are not walking around looking for trouble just to snatch innocent people. They are inside the perimeter of the federal building as these anarchists decide we're going to go and attack that building. But yet, the media and Democrats are going to blame it on the feds. Huh. Interesting. So we've been lied to? That's what you're telling me? And so now I want you to understand how this would normally work. If people were attacking police officers, shining lasers at them, which, I mean, who's to say it's not a gun laser? Throwing cocktails at them, fireworks. Normally, folks would be at risk of being shot by the police, normally, okay? But we all know what will happen if they use that type of self-defense in regards to these idiots that are attacking them every single night. So instead, what they use is things like tear gas, which yesterday during the hearings, they didn't want our feds to use tear gas. So what, should we use deadly force? So the Democrats want this chaos. They like this chaos. They're going, more chaos, please, because the election's coming up and things can't seem peaceful and organized when Trump gets reelected. No, we want chaos. And so here's our goal. It's to do what hyenas do. Exploit chaos. Create mayhem. All right? And lie about it. So as these people are attacking the courthouse every night and they're using tear gas to stop them, it's the feds' fault. And then you got the mayor of Portland getting tear gas because he jumps in the crowd with the agitators and got what he deserved. They should have shot a tear gas canister right down his throat. Right now, he should be talking and smoke should be coming out of his ears and mouth for being in that crowd. Let's listen to how Lord Ingram had to destroy these idiots. I love him. Okay.
And once again, it proved our point.
What?
For a simple hour today, we saw the monsters at work.
What did you
do? But they weren't outside of the building.
They were?
They were inside.
Shame on you, Mr. Barnes. I just say shame on you. Please, come find
democracy. Y'all hear these idiots? Jerry Nadler looking like he should be in a circus somewhere with that bad body of his. Walking around, he looks like he could play Abbott. Which one was the fat one? Was it Abbott or Costello? He looks like he could play one of them right now with no makeup, no costume, nothing. Walk right on the set just as is and say action. But yet he's talking about some shame on you, shame on you. Here is this other black dude, whoever he is, up against. Oh, God. Here we go. So remember what's important to these folks. Having a black staff member. Okay? Now, all these black congressmen that I'm looking at, I wouldn't pay one nickel for, not a nickel, if making whatever look diverse by bringing in black folks like this who all they want to talk about is racism, then we don't need it. I'll take an all-white crew. I'll take an all-white crew any day over an angry, racist, mad-for-nothing black person, period. If you're going to be black and a part of my team, you better be non-biased and reasonable and being able to vocalize your ideals and thought without bringing up, you just need to make sure black people are there, whether they're qualified or not. We just like seeing black people in places to make us feel like we're diverse, even though that person in their stinking thinking aren't diverse. They're there to point out problems, that's a racism that they're making up. I ought to line them up, go get my novelty glove. You know what time it is. Right cheek, left cheek. Let's continue.
That's
it, sir. Oh. Oh, here it is. domestic terrorist right here, talking about some your attacks on peaceful protesters is a disgrace. But there is someone out there listening to them and thinking, that's right. They're telling it real. They're keeping it real. They're telling, they're exposing Barr. If that's your thought, you're part of the problem. You are helping these people destroy the greatest country on the planet. Right now, as we speak, if you're listening to these people and you're going, hell, I don't see what the problem is. You're helping destroy the greatest country that this world has ever seen. Rome ain't got nothing on us. And yet, that's how Rome fell from the inside out. So what? Here's Nepal. I don't even know how her name is now. Got the nerve to go in on AG Barr. Let me tell you, look here, with her cock eyes. I don't know where she's looking at. She's sitting there talking about, no, you know what? I'm about to lose my temper. Who are you talking to? You're talking to me or the man that, me? Oh, okay, Thomas, no, you ain't going to be thinking anything. I'm about to lose my temper. And if you do, what? People who talk reckless like this behind the microphone and knowing ain't nobody going to jump down their throat. I'm about to lose my temper. And what you going to do after that? Huh? Jump from behind there, jump on bars? You going to shut your mouth. It's my time. I'm reclaiming my time bar. You going to let... They ain't going to do nothing. All of that was just so she can get a sound bite. Now, here's the dude that brought the bucket of chicken in the one time that got the open stadium look like Jesse the Body Ventura, but a poor version of him. And now here he is talking with the open stadium up top. Oh, there we go. They are part of anarchists. That's what they are. I lump them in with Antifa. I lump them in with Black Lives. I might even throw them in with some even way more radical groups out there that if I was to say it probably on air, I might disappear all my whole sub list. Go, just like that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I look at these people as the worst humans on this planet. And that's saying a lot. We got a lot of bad people running around this planet. But they are in the number one. If I had to draft the worst people on the planet team, the whole Democratic lineup would go first round. The whole lineup. I'd be like, we're taking... Start with Nancy, bring them all of them. Schiff, yep, all of y'all are first round draft people when it comes down to evil and nastiness. That's it. And then we might work our way to ISIS, and all the people. But these folks are the worst. Matter of fact, they might go before demons out of hell. I'm going to be honest, I'd be like, are y'all right there, man? Y'all are putting these demons to shame. Y'all going first round pick. Demons, you might make second or third round. Just hold on. We're getting to you. Let's continue.
Other character, reputation, his credentials are unimpeachable. Can't say the same for those folks.
Yeah.
I certainly couldn't say the same for any of the Democrat loudmouth Erwin Insult has.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Oh. Wait a minute. I just listened to Jerry Nadler and all of them, my Democrats that I vote for, they just told me it was all a part of my imagination and these are peaceful protests. But here I am looking at videos with my own eyeballs, but because I'm a liberal, I'm going to allow my eyes and ears to lie to me. And I'm going to deny what I'm seeing and still believe. It's Trump and all of his Gestapo tactics that's encouraging all of this. This isn't real violence. This is peaceful protest. Oh, wow. Now, look, they're just peacefully shooting fireworks directly at the feds. Huh. Okay, freedom all. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, look at that. Those are nothing more than sound effects that I'm listening to. Those aren't real fireworks and gunshots. Like what? What? wait, who are these people? I mean, they're messing with my mind right now. Because then if the mothers and the vets and peaceful protesters are in that mob that usually gets fired up around midnight, then they're not mothers and peaceful protesters. They're rioters. It's that simple. Stop lying to the American people, because that's what they are. And if you're a mom that has the nerve to be out at midnight attacking a federal building and catch some tear gas in your eyeballs, you brought that on yourself. If you are a former veteran, I served back in the day, then you should know better. You probably was responsible for keeping folks from attacking embassies, federal buildings, all of that stuff. And if you got the nerve to jump in that crowd, you get what you deserve. So who are these Democrats describing? Because what I just saw didn't look like mothers and peaceful protesters, looked like violent anarchists. But their voters don't care, because they're going to believe their lying eyes, I guess. Let's keep it. I saw that clip right after she said that. He wants to go ahead and comment. She said, but you know what? I'm going ahead and claiming my time. We don't want to hear your response. Because after she just straight up left that soundbite out there, come on, Mr. Barr, you know these protesters are mostly, you know that. So then what is Barr's motive? What is his motive? Why is he taking time out of his day to make sure these federal buildings are protected from peaceful protesters? I guess it's all a part of our imagination for some reason. A.G. Barr just woke up and said, even though no one is threatening these federal buildings, I just got a gut feeling that we should just send down feds to set up fences, bring riot gear and tear gas, just in case. Okay. No one even thinks about this logically. You're telling me that you're expecting us as a citizen to assume that AG Barr and the feds are doing this for no reason. None. Okay. Nope. There you have it. Yeah, I'm burning. And you hit it right on the head, Barr, because that's what the Democrats are using. They are using third world country tactics. They are using the same tactics that they use in Mexico. When I talked to my friend Carlos that came from Mexico, and I said, Carlos, what's up with all of the narcos? I mean, it's so corrupt. Can you get a president that could fight against that? He said, well, someone has tried, but this is what they do. They say, okay, you're going to stop all the drugs. Okay, that's cool. Tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to come after you. We're going to go after your family, all your family and friends, or you can turn the other cheek. We'll give you a little money under the table, and you shut your mouth. And because they don't want to see their family attacked and hurt and all that stuff, they say, okay, I mean, that's a pretty tough choice to make. My family dead, or make money from the drug dealers by letting them do their business. So now you get folks putting police officers' names out there. You get folks that are out at night trying to stop this chaos, but got a worry in the back of their head of stupid anarchists showing up at their crib, making noise, you getting doxxed as a law enforcer, or even somebody like Tucker, who they're giving out their address. People are crazy. The Democrats know it, and they're using it, and they're saying, we will intimidate anyone who even thinks about voting for Trump. We're going to intimidate any business organization. We're going to go back to the old school mob tactics of you can vote for him if you want to and see what's going to happen. So now all these cops that's risking their lives got to worry about folks showing up at the crib. All of this stuff that's going on that the Democrats have not condemned makes me want to put my fist somewhere. Okay, and I ain't talking about in my pocket. Dang it. Let's go ahead and hit a couple more of these real quick, because see, this is what it all comes down to right here. Listen to President Trump, and he's going to say, okay, yeah, this is why it's all going on. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Coming down to y'all, everything we're experiencing right now, from this whole corona outbreak, and y'all all need to be in a crib, and schools can't go back. I heard that the school district here in my city, they're trying to come up with some hybrid back to school plan here, where you can go 2 days out of the week or not. And I'm thinking logistically, that is a complete nightmare. I mean, do you understand? 2 days out of the week and rotating every 2 hours. I love to do a study 10 years from now of all the kids who were affected by this and see how much dumber they are because of this whole fake pretend we got to shut down the whole country pandemic that's going on. But yet, this is what's going on. All of this is being driven because of Trump. And they're out there saying that, yep, Trump's polls are dropping right now. His numbers are dropping and people forsaking him. Lies, all lies. What's really happening is his base is looking at this and able to see all of the corrupt attempts that are being put out there in disregard of how it affects citizens, how it hurts us, how it impacts our kids, how it shows violence that's going on in our cities, all this stuff that's being tolerated by Democrats. You don't think that Trump supporters aren't able to recognize this? You don't think even moderates aren't able to recognize what's going on? And they're just sitting down taking notes and saying, yeah, y'all think that all of these people out here are forsaking Trump, but not me. I'm taking notes because I'm saying, well, heck, I was on the fence about Trump. But now I'm seeing Democratic leaders give the thumbs up to violent anarchists in cities. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the news help them cover up stuff like the black dude that got shot down because he was a Trump supporter and nothing. No, we need to go out and protest. We need to find out who's the person behind it and all of that. Nothing. The brother got shot down in broad daylight, but hey, just another black man dead. If that guy would have got killed in broad daylight, I love Obama sign or something like that, the whole country would have came to a halt and we would be searching for white supremacists all around the whole country right now. But that brother got killed and they're like, what? I didn't see nothing. And yet they talking about the polls, Trump's falling in the polls and trying to set it up so that they can slide in some garbage. Listen to this, because remember, the Democrats are trying to tell us everything we see and know are lies. Here's a report on all of this lying about voter suppression and mail-in voting. Let's listen, because here it is. These are white-wing conspiracies. It ain't me. That's right. Sure ain't. Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. It ain't true. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just listened to some CNN people get on there and say that all of this rumor about voter suppression. It's all lies. And you know what? It's so dangerous to spread that lie and hypocrisy. But yet, these people's cat got a ballot sent to it? How do you mess that up? How in the world do you send a cat a ballot? I don't understand that. And yet, the Democrats are trying to push for just having this type of loose system so that all types of dead folks can show up at the poll and folks could go and pick up all of these ballots out of parks and places like that. And yet, the cat got one.